now return to Black and Right on AM 560. Here are Charles Love and John Anthony.
Welcome back to Black and Right with John and Charles.
Hey, hey, hey.
So I said when we came back, I apologized before for constantly picking on Beto O'Rourke.
I don't.
I kind of feel bad.
I don't.
He does it to himself, but, you know, it is what it is. The last time we talked about him and wanting to pull status of churches for LGBT to protect their rights and defend them. And now we want to shift to Beto on guns. In one of the debates, Beto was talking about his views on guns and gun control, and he said this.
Anyone who does not and is caught in possession or seen in possession of one of these weapons of war, one of these instruments of terror, that weapon will be taken from them and they will be fined. And if they should persist in continuing to use and to buy these weapons, then there will be other consequences in the criminal code.
Now, keep in mind that he was actually backing off of his original view. That was that he got attacked in the debate because of that. Because his original clip was, yes, I'm going to take your guns, take your AIs, we're going to take them and come and get them. We're going to confiscate them.
You didn't say yes.
I know. I'm being nice. Technically, I can't say
you
that
can.
On the radio. But he's going to take the gun. And what happened was in this debate, he got pushback from the moderator and a couple of the other candidates saying, how are you going to do that? Were you going to go door to door? You're not going to do that. And then that's how he softened it to fine. So keep in mind, he doesn't want to fine. What he really wants to do is come and get him. So we wanted to go to an authority on guns. So we were fortunate enough, John reached out, and we got Kwesi Amoa. He is a member of the National African American Gun Association and the president of 761st Gun Club of Chicago. Kwesi, thank you for joining John and Charles on AM 560 The Answer.
What's going on, brothers? Thank you for having me.
How you doing? So I want to start by, you know, just starting with the guy who's on top saying he wants to take the guns. Tell me your thoughts on Beto and his gun confiscation.
I think it's a Hail Mary attempt. This is ridiculous. So it's funny because last year he was on a radio station out in Texas. And they asked him about the AR-15, the AK-47. He said, hey, if you purchase them, you could keep them. And he's talking like he was all pro-gun on that radio station last year. And I remember looking at it at that time, and I thought how hilarious. He just did a totally 180 from that. And I just think that he's trying to do something so he can get his poll numbers up. I mean, what he's just doing right now, he's the number one salesman for AR-15s right now.
That's true. I know it's happened, but Obama used to be the new guy, and he's taking his spot. So why don't you, I mean, obviously you know guns, so why don't you spend a few seconds here and explain to people the nuances here, like when people say they like to throw out these lines, these weapons of war, this assault weapon, this gunning down people. When we know, if people look it up earlier in the show, we talked about the true stats of teachers, what's going on with the teachers versus what people say. We know the truth about how people really die in this country and what weapon is being used versus what they say. So let's talk about the truth versus what he says.
Well, the funny thing about this whole debate, I mean, you've got him, and then you have people like Kathy Willis, the state representative. They act like they know everything about guns and everything like that. I grew up, and my mother always told me that you have people that will totally refuse to understand your side, so they can make up their noise. So I think I mean, they have these opportunities to talk to gun owners and everything, and the gun owners are talking to them about what the AR-15 is. It's not a weapon of war, like they say. I'm a 20-year vet with the Air Force. I shot an M16. The AR-15 is nowhere close to the M16.
Nowhere.
Or now I got the M4. So it looks scary. It's big and black, and it looks scary. So they want to talk about the big black gun.
Hey, Kwesi.
Go ahead.
Kwesi, you mentioned Representative Willis. When I was down in the General Assembly, her and I, we had a lot of battles on Second Amendment. Talk about what you were at a town hall with her or something. What was that all about, and how does that affect Illinois voters?
So I had the privilege to debate Kathy Willis twice. I once was on air on WTTW Chicago, the Chicago Tonight Show, and then we did the town hall. And she was trying to push the red flag and then the SB 1966 bill, otherwise known as the Fix the Floyd Act. So I kind of stuck it to her talking about what she's trying to do is to decrease the number of illegal gun owners increase the number of illegal gun owners and decrease the number of legal gun owners. So what we try to focus on, especially in our community, is we talk about the Second Amendment and how these gun control laws affect the black community. And so, it's always been
talk about your group.
Yeah, how these guns.
This segment is going too quick. Right. So talk about your organization specifically real quick.
So we are the 761st Gun Club. We are affiliated with the National African Gun Association. What we do is we educate people of the urban black community on their Second Amendment rights. We talk about the history of it. We talk about the Deacon's Defense. We talk about how the firearm was essential to black survival, and we looked with the history of that.
Well, thank you for coming on and giving a little bit of information. We'll give all your particulars when we get a chance so people can find you. You're listening to Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer.
This is Black and Right on AM 560 with Charles Love and John Anthony.
Welcome back to Black and Right with John and Charles. We thought we were done with Kwesi, but it was too much of a good thing, and John had a few things he wanted to say. Well, we asked him to stay over, so we're back with Kwesi Amoah from the 761st Gun Club.
Hey, Kwesi. Kwesi. I'm thinking about this Three Stooges. I don't know why Curly saying your name. I know you've been like really hounding the Black Caucus on all things guns. Is there anything that the listeners, the people that are listening to the show, need to know about what's coming up in the veto session? Are there any gun bills that they're looking to vote on? Talk to us. Let us know what's going on.
So right now they're doing a full assault with these town hall meetings and everything. So one of the things they want to push through is the SB 1966, is the Fix the Floyd Act. As you know, the last election it got stalled by the Senate due to I think they didn't have enough votes. And I think that our group has a lot to do with it because we started calling our Black Caucus members and letting them know, hey, you got black owners, gun owners in the state, and what these laws are doing is going to affect us. And anybody who is on the political arena don't want to be associated in knowing and saying that they are involved in locking more black people up. So, so we try to educate our representatives on the Second Amendment, especially how those laws are going to affect the black community. So, what we've been doing the 761st this whole summer is we've been talking to the politicians, the elected officials, and educate them what the black gun owner looks like. It's not what the media and society is saying. We're not thugs, gangbangers, or anything like that. So we're just putting a new face to it.
Who's been the point person for the Black Caucus? As you know, I'm the first Republican Black Caucus member ever. Who's been the point person for the Black Caucus for you?
Turner is one of them. We've been
solid guy.
A conversation with
A solid guy. What about Rita Mayfield, Representative Mayfield? She's a straight shooter.
So I sent her a couple of emails. I never got any response back to her. I got a good rapport with Turner because him and I went to Morehouse. We got that in. I kind of told that Morehouse guilt with him. So come talk to me. We've been having some conversation with LaShawn Ford as well.
Another song.
We know that he's been charged. He's involved with that new organized group, gun group thing for the law legislation. And it's funny because back in June, he made that comment on the radio station about him being more pro-gun now. And when I saw that, we jumped on the opportunity to get a hold of him. And I think Matt Madigan didn't like that so much. So he's like, hey, you're going to be in charge of this task group. So we're still trying to go on and contact our Black Caucus members to let them know, hey, this is not we are not the NRA white old man group. Like we are gun owners like everybody else, and we have rights too. And these laws are going to affect us very negatively, especially people on the south side and the west side of Chicago.
Kwesi, you mentioned in the last segment something about their policies that they're proposing hurting legal gun owners while helping people get guns illegally. What do you think about this weird gun scenario that the Democrats find themselves in, where they say that we're against guns, we just want sensible gun control, we want to take back guns, we want all this saving the people with these evil gun things, and at the same time, our local legislatures in many of the large Democrat-run cities, what they do is they let people walk, right? So they arrest somebody with an illegal gun or after shooting a gun, and they get caught, and then they're back on the street in 2 days. So which is it?
Right.
So that's the funny thing, you said that, because we talked about that at the town hall meeting back in over there in North Lake. I mean, that was the comment I made to Kathy Willis about that. I mean, you're in charge of making these laws, and then you guys are not enforcing it, but you also want to stack more laws to make it harder for me. I mean, oh, my God. It cost me, and I'm not even exaggerating, and I tell people this all the time, it cost me $450 to be allowed to carry a gun legally in the state of Illinois.
Yeah, I talk about that. I think people need to know that, because it affects black and poor people. Really, the laws are unconstitutional, but beyond that, they're regressive, right? So what you're saying, as you add, like Beto in his clip talked about, fine, all you're doing is hurting poor people, because I might complain about it, but I can afford it, but some people can't. So you're saying only people can afford to pay $10 for a Ford and then pay money for a mandatory class and then buy the gun and then do this. Yep,
it's the game, the have and the have nots, and we know statistically, black folks don't have this, or the have nots.
Right, so the people who need the gun the most can't get it.
Exactly.
Hey, you know what?
Exactly.
Hey, this
is what we are fighting for.
Hey, Kwesi, you know, I just had to do my concealed carry all over again, right? But before that, I moved. I think it was $75 just to pay for a change of address. That is ridiculous when you look at it. And I can't even use my concealed carry as a form of identification. And it's one of the most, when you look at,
right.
I mean, what you have to go through
to
get the concealed carry
license.
Correct.
Right. well, last time we didn't leave you enough time. So, Kwesi, let's make sure we leave you enough time to give people your phone number, website, or whatever you want to give us.
All right, so check us out on 761stgunclub.com. We got all social media. It's all one word. So I got the phone number on there, 708-972-4535. Just give me a call and say what's up. We do take donations because we help the people, the less fortunate, who are pro-Second Amendment that want to get involved, but we'll help them get the education piece of that as well. Even though we are Black Gun Club, we welcome everybody, all walks of life. We are one issue group, and it's all about the Second Amendment. So we got Democrats, Republicans, Independents. I'm an opportunist. So come on, just be a room full of gun owners and this fellowship, and let's lead this campaign to get more black people.
Thank you, Kwesi. We're coming up against the break.
Amendment.
Kwesi Amoa, 761st Gun Club. It was great having you and educating the people about guns. And we hope to talk to you again soon.
See, take care, bud.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Yeah, so what he said is totally on point, the regressive piece of it, the way we make it all about the dollar. Well, Beto said, I want to take your gun. Okay, I can't really take it. I'm just going to make it cost a lot. And then we end up just saying, okay, it only costs money for these segment of people, and these people just out. So if you can afford all these fines, you probably don't live in a neighborhood where you need the gun.
So they're no longer called progressives. We should continue to just call them all regressives.
There you go.
They're regressive. They're the regressive party. How about that? There we go.
Well, we got a couple of minutes here, and I know you wanted to call me out on something a few weeks ago when you said you can get it. Yeah, John has an I told you so. We were talking about the Barr's investigation. And what's the guy's name? I forgot.
Durham.
Durham's. And I was like, that's all good, but unless you're going to lock somebody up, unless it's a criminal investigation, it's nice, but it's window dressing.
So you're the black.
And then what happened?
You're the black. I'm the right. I was right.
I said it wouldn't be. I said until then, I won't pay attention. So now I'm paying attention.
It's now turned into a criminal investigation. I think there's still so much more to, I say, step back, take a deep breath, and let the investigation complete itself. I do think some heads are going
to
roll.
So you got a few seconds. Go ahead and say, I told you so before we go to break.
I don't do that.
Well, you just said that you were right. So
I just said I'm black and right.
So coming up, we'll just fill you in on some things we have going on. The wonderful thing we're doing as far as the summit, and the next subsequent shows and the crazy, like we said, jujitsu between Facebook and radio. You're listening to Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer, with John Anthony and Charles Love.
This is Black and Right on AM 560 with Charles Love and John Anthony.
Welcome back to Black and Right with John and Charles. So John's got a couple updates, one from a previous show and some housekeeping kind of deal. Yeah. So, John.
So you remember we had the director of the Police Training Institute, Director Slosher, on a couple weeks ago. We did a policing show.
Yep.
And we talked about bringing some people down to actually observe some live scenario-based training. Well, he's allowing us to come December 2nd. December 2nd from 1 to 5 at the Willard Training Facility down in Champaign. So that we can come and observe some live recruits, new recruits, doing some live scenario-based training. And also, I'm going to get a couple of people. I've chosen a few people of who said they're going to come to actually partake and participate in the live scenario-based training. So they'll have all of the equipment on, and they'll have to make a quick split-second decision like a police officer would. Right. So I think it's going to be a good time.
Put me in there.
So that's December 2nd from 1 to 5 at the police training, Willard Training Center down in Champaign. If you want to go, hit me up on Black and Right or at my Facebook, J. Anthony Speaks, and in the messenger box, and I'll put you on the list to go.
Okay, what else you got?
So we've had this very convoluted schedule about our show. We've been 30 minutes here. We're doing Facebook Live. Well, we're going to normalize back out starting Saturday, November 2nd, where we go 1 hour Facebook Live, 1 hour back on the radio from 2 to 3. I can't wait. November 2nd. We'll both be at the Freedom Summit. We'll be doing a panel. So I don't think we're going to, we still have to decide what we're going to do, because it's really only a 30-minute show, right?
No, we get it's an hour, 50 minutes.
But we're going to be over at the.
Oh, yeah, we'll be there. We have to figure out what we're doing. I thought you were talking about the breakout.
As far as doing the show.
Right, yeah, we'll see what we're going to do about that. But, yeah, the Freedom Summit is going to be great. We're going to get a chance to talk to some true conservatives
and Kennedy. Kind of
give them some information. Yeah, see all the people that are going to be there. But also, you get to come in here as if you got tickets already. I don't know if there's still overflow tickets, but if you don't buy them, you get to see John and I and Stephanie Trussell all on stage together.
Yeah.
You know, the black syndicate of AM 560 talking about the black vote and conservatism and how to drive that home. So thanks for listening. Please share the Facebook Live and the podcast when it's downloaded with everybody you know. And we look forward to hearing, to talking to you and giving you more information next time. You're listening to Black and Right on AM 560 The Answer with John and Charles.
See you next week.